He knocked on my door, but I answered the door pretty fast. Chris is a huge, he's a hero filmmaker for me. The cast, I heard Heath was doing it.
Here's my card.
I loved Batman Begins, and he gave me a wonderful part.
You're a hard man to reach.
I could not believe the character of Harvey Dent in this movie. I thought I was going to be playing third guy from the left.
Bruce, this is Harvey Dent.
The famous Bruce Wayne. Rachel's told me everything about you.
I certainly hope not.
I knew he was a villain in the Batman serial. I couldn't remember like how he became Two-Face, that he was a DA and all that sort of stuff.
Come on, Harvey, you're Gotham's DA. You're not getting shot at. You're not doing your job right.
So I did study up. I don't think I'm an expert even now. I think if some fans came out of the woodwork and asked me some questions, I think they would be disappointed. But I thought we did a pretty accurate job in terms of the physicalness of Harvey, between the suit and the face. There was a lot of makeup involved. I was in the chair for a good amount of time when I was playing the role. Two-Face is, obviously he's got half of his face that he's been disfigured, and he's pretty mad about it. I liked that the audience could warm up to Harvey Dent. They could get to know his motives and what he loved between, maybe a person and the city and how he fought crime, how he was similar and different to Batman.
We're going after the mob's life savings. Things will get ugly.
I knew the risk when I took this job, Lieutenant.
Although he is a classic Batman villain, I think he was more human in this particular adaptation.
Kill the Batman.
I thought his Joker was out of sight. It was completely his own. It came from deep inside of him.
We're tonight's entertainment.
Just his whole mannerism and his physicalness with the character and his control over the words and the thoughts.
And here we go.
The great thing about Heath was he really gets the audience to visualize, what he's saying.
I'll show you.
And the thing that impressed me most about the Joker, what Chris did, was the Joker continuously asks us how he came about, how he got his smile. And that just shows that the Joker, although he is a psychopath, has a heart and he wants to talk about it.